شيء شيبه تقليدي Rambam at the end of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Chayin Yinhoik Lihisrachik Min Haschoik Umin Hashifus Umidivrei Agobim She'elu Goyimim Gedoilim Heim Vehem Ma'alois Shalarayis Bolo Yeshe Bolo Isho Sheminik Zeh Goyim Letaal Gedoilim Yisraelim Mikol Zois Omru Yifana Atzmoy Umachshavtoy Lidivrei Toiro V'yalchiv Da'ato B'chochma She'ein Machsheves Arayis Misgaberes Ela B'leiv Ponui Min HaChochma V'chochma Hu Oimer Ayeles Ahovim V'yal Aschein V'adeo Yovucho B'choleis Ba'avoso Tishge Tomim. Many times when I look at this Rambam, I am inspired by a nekuda, by a diyuk. We're always used to being medayik in the Rambam. In Cheska Sabbatim, you can also be medayik in the Rambam. But when you're medayik in these Rambams, you discover an entire perspective on life, a whole hashkofa soila. Sometimes it's buried between the lines, sometimes it requires simply to pay attention to what's right in front of you. What did the Rambam add when he says, "U'b'chochma hu oimer ayeles ahovim v'yal aschein"? A person can only be preoccupied with one thing at a time. It would have been more than enough for the Rambam to say that if a person's mind is busy with all the wrong things, then it would be appropriate and it would be correct to encourage that person to busy himself with the right things. Because if he's busy with the right things, then he won't be busy with the wrong things. You can't do both. You can't be focused on two separate things for basachas. So if a person is constantly busy with divrei Torah, constantly busy with Kedusha, constantly busy with Yira Shamayim, then obviously he will not have the ability, the time, and the inclination to be busy with all the wrong things that the Rambam describes earlier. But the Rambam was not satisfied with that, because the Rambam is being megala to us a tremendous yisod, that the idea of concentrating on Torah, when the Rambam says she'ein machsheves arayos misgaberes ela b'leiv ponui min hachochma, it doesn't mean merely that if the leiv is mole chochma, there's no room for arayos. He means that there's a substitute for arayos. He means that there's a different beloved, and that's what the Rambam ends with. In Hilchos Yisurei Bia, these are the last words of the entire Hilchos Yisurei Bia in Sefer Kedusha. U'b'chochma hu oimer, ayeles ahovim v'yal aschein. Ma'avosa tishge tamid. In the love of Torah. He doesn't say the learning of Torah. The pasuk doesn't say in the preoccupation with Torah. It's not a question of being busy with Torah. It's ba'avosa tishge tamid. It's the Avas HaTorah. Avas HaTorah reaches a certain point where it becomes even visceral. You are learning the Rambam in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden your eyes open up and you see something that you never saw before, and it answers all kinds of questions, and all of a sudden you take the Rambam and you start to dance with the Rambam. Have you never did that before? I do it all the time. You start to dance with the Rambam. And when you get really excited, you start to kiss the Rambam. But it's not a kiss. If Sefer falls on the floor, you pick it up and you kiss it. That's a frumkat. I'm talking about When you love someone, you kiss them. You just kiss them. Yishakeini min yishikas pi. When you grab a Rambam and you kiss the Rambam, it's because you are ba'ahavosa tishgetamid. And ba'ahavosa tishgetamid means that you're in love. And if you're in love, there's nothing in arayis that could possibly interest you. Because you're already in love. That is a gili nifla in the whole inyan of learning Torah. This is my hakdama to a few words that I wanted to say about a pasuk that all of us know. And that is the pasuk that, according to Rashi and the Vilna Gaon, really begins Sefer Mishlei. Because from the first six psukim, they are hakdamas that talk about what Mishlei as a whole is all about. What Das, Chacham, Musar, and so on. But the beginning of the Sefer, as Rashi says, Ad kan piresh l'tzorech man osa shloima ha-sefer hazeh. Atah, in this pasuk Zayin, Maskil HaSefer. Now the Sefer begins. And the Gra, not quoting Rashi, says exactly the same. That the Hakdama of the Sefer is over with the first six psukim, and now the Sefer of Mishlei begins. And what is the beginning of Sefer Mishlei? Yiras Hashem Reishis Das. Yiras Hashem is the beginning of Das, the beginning of knowledge. What lies in these few words, oitzris, oitzris of Havana, of what Torah is? Yiras Hashem Reishis Das. Both Rabbeinu Yoina and the Gra, each with a little nuance of their own, a little knetch of their own, explains or answers what we might question, we might ask. When we learn in Pirkei Avos, Yirasai Kodemes L'Chochmasai, we understand there's such a thing called Yira Shemayim. And the Yira Shemayim is a prologue to the Torah that he learns subsequently. But the Pasuk here says something else. Because the Pasuk does not say Yiras Hashem Kodemes L'Das. It says, Yiras Hashem Reishis Das. That means you're already in the Parsha of Das, and in the Parsha of Das, you are beginning with Yiras Hashem. So the Rabbeinu Yonah answers the question, what does that mean? That in Das itself, I'm already in need of Yiras Hashem. Das itself. Yiras Hashem is the beginning of Das itself, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. On this pasuk in Mishlei, Yiras Hashem Reishis Das Tchilas Kol Das Tilmay L'Nafshecha Yiras Hashem Yisbarach. The first learning, the first das of das is Yiras Hashem. Teach yourself Yiras Hashem. Why? Ki haChokhma uMusar Evilin Bazel. That's the end of the pasuk. She'em Lehem Yiras Hashem. The words of Torah in a person who does not have Yiras Shamayim are not precious to him. And you will not have success in the learning of Torah if it isn't precious to you, if you're not in love. And that, he says, is what Chazal really mean in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Mishnah Zayin. Kol sheyirasai kaidemes l'chachmasai, chachmasai miskayemes. The Gra, with a slightly different nuance, answers the same question. What does it mean that the beginning of Das itself is Yiras Hashem? And he says, ki inyan shen Amru Chazal, Kol sheyirasai kaidemes l'chachmasai chachmasai miskayemes. V'haynu mipnei she'im ein bo yiras Hashem, oz hu evil, shehu ha'korek od, v'hefech ba'al yira. V'evilim chachma u'musa bazu, Mipnei she'im yesh ba'odom yiras Hashem, yulmoy ladas, v'chdei she'yehe yodeya mima lishma es atzma. The Goyin's orientation here is different than the Rabbeinu Yonah only in this. What is the point of the Yiras Shamayim within the Das? The Rabbeinu Yonah says, because if you have Yiras Shamayim, you know that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the whole world is dependent upon it. And this is the Varim Ha'omdim Berumo Shel Olam, and it's not like any other Chochmah and the Mela, because they become so Yikarim, they become so precious, they're so important. Everybody knows that as important as something is to you, that's how much you struggle with it, how much you try to acquire it, and how well you remember it. The Gra comes from a slightly different angle. To answer the same question, why do you have the Yiras Hashem as the beginning of Das itself? Because a person learns Torah, he never learns an abstract Chochmah. He never learns something that's not Negeya. It's not ancient, it's not an old document. Loi kediyutagma yishona hayoi kechadosha. Because it's always Negeya. Because a person has to know how to live his life. In all of the facets of life, in the myriads of possibilities that life throws at you, you have to know how to respond as a Torah person. And Yiras Shamayim makes you learn in that orientation. And because you're learning in that orientation, that you have to know, because you have to know how to live, your learning is going to be preserved, and it's at a completely different level of importance. He says, the derech ha'odom, kisharotze es hadobar, umotzo chaviv olav, v'shomur bo, abul im eimo yiras Hashem, ve'eino misyari minachet, av shaloi mei kamo pa'omin, lo yimtza, he will not find what he needs in Torah. Ki eino lo mei b'day sheyeh yodeya mimali zoher. It's an astonishing thing for someone like the Vilna Gaon to say. You'd imagine the Vilna Gaon was so enamored with the Torah itself that whether it's Nogei Lamaisa or not Nogei Lamaisa, whether it's learning Taras or it's learning Ilkos Kriyat Shema, it's Hainu Hach. And Be'etzem, truly, everything is really Nogei Lamaisa. But I was thinking to myself, the Chafetz Chaim was Mesader HaKadol Kodshim. He wrote a sefer called Likutei Halachos, which is a sefer like a riff on Kodshim, Molei Ga'onus. The Goyin Adin, his tzidkus eclipsed. People didn't see the Goyinus. But he is the Pesach Hadar. He is the Pesach Hadar of all the Doros. And he will remain so probably. Ad B'yas Hadar. But he wrote a svarim, and he encouraged the reprinting of the Mefarshim on Kodshim. Why? What was the incentive? Because he's a Kayin. So what? The answer is because the Kodshim was halacha l'maisa for him. Why was it halacha l'maisa for him? Because since he had his suitcase packed and waiting in the closet for Mashiach to come at any moment, so at any moment they're going to knock on his door, whether he'll be Kohen Gadol or not be Kohen Gadol, but he's certainly going to be asked to work in the Beis HaMikdash, and so to all the Kohanim, and he has to have somebody that's going to be able to provide for the Beis HaMikdash that's going to be rebuilt at any moment. And how will they be able to provide if they don't know the halachas that are Negeya? So he insisted on learning Kodshim halacha l'maisa, and with Kodshim is Taharas, of course, the same. There really isn't anything that's not halacha l'maisa. I remember, as if it were yesterday, that the Rav Zichrono Livracha L'chayei Olam Haba spoke about how Kodshim, Brisk learns Kodshim, but they also learn everything else. They learn Zroyim, they learn Taharas. Look at Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim Sefer. He says, when they learned Zroyim in Chaslavich or wherever it was as remote as Mars. That's what Zroim was. And all of a sudden, he said, Zroim becomes Nageya halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa mamish. You don't even have to have a suitcase for Zroim. There isn't anything that's not halacha l'maisa for the person that lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom V'Layim. Because he had a different sense of time and place. But that's not what the Vilna Gaon means, that it's immediately halacha l'maisa. He means Torah is life. And Torah is how to live life. And if Torah is how to live life, there's a completely different sense of the importance and significance of Torah. And the mainly, you learn it differently, and you remember it differently, and that's why in Das itself, it's critical to have Yiras Hashem. And that's what he says. If a person is not loymi kadeshe yodei mimali zoya v'chol nilsa de loy ramiya alei la badaite. It's not negeya. V'lachein av sheyilmedu ha-chochma u-musar bozli etzlam. Even if they learn chochma, but it's bozli etzlam. The evil has no sensitivity to it. Lo yiyya miskayim bohem, and therefore it will not remain with them. So again, according to the Gra, it's because she Tzorech l'umad k'dei li'zoyah. According to the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's because Dibri Tor Yikarim, they come from HaKadosh Baruch himself. But essentially, they are saying the same thing. The Torah is different than any other Chochmah, because the Chochmas HaTorah is something that is so precious and so critical and so important and so necessary that if a person is learning Torah with that Hasoga, he is a different Loimei, and he's a different zeicher, and the entire enterprise becomes fraught with significance and value. And if a person is an evil, then the enterprise is just another day, another dollar, so to speak. It's just another halacha, it's another thought, it's another idea, it's another exercise. And of course, if it is just another exercise, there are many other exercises too. So mayul mehai mehai. So this person can be a chacham in Torah, and another person can be a chacham in astronomy and cosmology. Well, why not? There's one more thing. Before I go, I wanted to read something to you. Read, maybe translate a little bit, but before that, because I found it to be absolutely beautiful and astonishing and remarkable in the expression of the very same point that the Gra makes and the Rabbeinu Yonah makes, someone who wrote many, many, many centuries after the Rabbeinu Yonah and several centuries after the Gra. But before that, I just wanted to mention something that the Malbim says on this pasuk. The Malbim asks, what is the shayrish of the word evil? Aleph, Vav, Yud, Lamed. Now, in Mishlei in particular, certain titles, certain descriptions of people, good or bad, are repeated over and over. What exactly is a pesi? What exactly is an evil? There are many words that are used in the negative, describing people who are lacking in something. Yerushalayim, Avodas Hashem, learning Torah. In Midos, they have Midos Ros. What is an Evil? So he was a very big Baki, tremendous idea in Tanakh, of course, and he had a tremendous knowledge of Lashon HaKodesh. And he says something, you have to listen. He says, Evil is from the word Ulai. And he says, the Evil is the skeptic. He doesn't acknowledge the Amitus HaTorah as a given. He said, Chochma u'musar evilim bazu. Let me read to you his lashon. He says, Evil nigzar mimilas ulai, shemoyre al hasofik. Veheim ha'anoshim hamatilim speikos al kol dover. Ve'i'ef sholem lekabel chuki ha'chochma, shematilim sofik ba'mitosam. They cannot accept the chuki ha'chochma, because they're always doubters. They always ask, maybe not. For avilim einon pesayim, ki nimtza philosophim gedoylim, shahayu mesupakim b'kol dvar chochma. He says, the whole school of skeptics, he says. Skeptical, he quotes. The school of the skeptics. They were philosophim gedoylim, but they were mesupakim b'kol chochma. A person who approaches Torah with that kind of question mark, maybe not. Maybe not for today. Maybe it's different now. Such a person, says the Malbim, is the evil of Sefer Mishlei. Chochma u'musar evilim bazu. If you take it all together, beginning with the Rambam that I mentioned, Ayeles Ahavim v'Alas Chayim, and then continuing with the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gra, we get a very strong sense that without Yirah Shamayim, there's almost no hope that a person should be matzliach in Torah learning. And therefore, it would make sense, l'cha'ira, that the hakdama to learning every day and the hakdama to learning in general should be limud hamusa, because the reinforcement that Musa gives is the beginning of the das of that day and the beginning of the das of that hour. Now, of course, the Nefesh HaChayim makes the point that you can't spend your whole moment of learning Torah with Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tomid, because that kind of preoccupation will not allow you Shor Shenoga Chesapot. I will not allow you the Machshava of Migul. I will not allow you to figure out what is in the mind of the Gazlan when he comes to Bezdin. And he argues his case. So even though we cannot be perpetually absorbed with the presence of Hashem when we are learning, but the Nefesh HaChaim himself says, as you well know, that from time to time, and before your learning especially, a person has to think that this Torah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this Torah is precious, that this Torah is absolute, that this Torah is emes, and that this is the Torah that I would give my life for, and this is the Torah that has preserved us as a nation, and nothing else has preserved us as a nation. And that it's because of this Torah that Rabbi Akiva gave his life for Makil Kehilos Barabbin. And the Birkas Shmuel asks, why Barabbin? Let him hide b'machboyos. Let him hide b'machboyos, and he will save not just his skin, but he will save the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, which Moshe Rabbeinu was introduced to and was in awe of, as Chazal tell us. And he is destroying b'moyodah, the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, by being Makil Kehilos Barabbin, and he knows that the Romans will capture him and they will kill him. Where is his achrayus for the Torah of Klal Yisrael for all the generations? And the answer is the story of the fish, that he told Pappas a whole mashal. The fish, where they are b'sakana. But where they are b'sakana, that is where they find their life. And if it is b'sakana, so be it. But the minute the fish comes out to protect himself from that sakana, he knows only death. Ata u'shomarta she'omrim alecha chacham shebechayus. Im ba'mayim. So the Birkas Shmuel explains that learning Torah without being makil kehilos barabim is mavus. The person who learns Torah without that hakdama of yiras Hashem is mavus. The yisoid of Torah is reishis chachma yiras Hashem. It's not just the beginning of Sefer Mishlei. It's the yisoid of everything that we do in the Beis Medrash. It's the yisoid of our lives. Because if a person is not a ben Torah, he's not worth anything. Torah requires and demands the hakdama of yiras Shamayim, because otherwise it's not Torah, it's something else. And that the Gra and the Rabbeinu Yonah, each in his own way, says. But the Rambam then comes and says something else, in a certain way something more. That until you reach the level where you are madly in love with Torah, you have not been masig the mesikus haTorah, there's something wrong. And I would suggest, because it didn't start out with Yiras Shamayim. A person will never feel the mesikus haTorah unless reishis chokhma yiras Hashem. But I wanted to read to you something. The Manchester Rosh Hashiva, Rav Segal, asked a certain gadol to give him direction in giving mussar and learning mussar with his talmidim. And the gadol responded to him that, I can't give you precise direction because I don't know your talmidim, but I'll give you a general sense. And he says as follows. V'hinei katar k'voy toirosa yidid nafshi shlita. Simachas Lubavi Bamesha and the Ani Shahiska Lumorim Atalmidim Ma'adib Remusa Biras Hashem Misifre Kayesh Ashre Chelkoi the Yichud Halay Mukrahu Hadova Bizman Azel the Medina Zu Shachukai Sazmanios Shal Havle or Oilam Hakino Vataiva Vakovara Medume Toymois Veroesha is Kolka. Crazy world, he says. In a crazy world, you need this more than ever. How is anyone going to be able to show Talmidim the beauty, the gorgeous Torah, the charming Torah, they raise the light of what is Safun Tamun in the Torah, these Gedolei Olam that wrote these tremendous stories. If I don't know them, how can I tell you how to guide them? Without even knowing the Talmidim, I'm going to tell you a bit of advice. The very first thing that you have to tell the Talmidim, what is it? Hayesod HaGadol. What is the Yesod HaGadol? Shekol Hatzlochas HaTorah Limtzei Simon Brocha B'Limuda. The whole Hatzlocha that a person wants to shteig and wants Brocha B'Limuda. L'migbar u'l'mizbar lovoi b'rvois hayomim l'madrega chashuva v'haguna b'kisra shel Torah. To reach any significant madrega in the knowledge of Torah on the higher levels. Teluyahi depends exclusively lefi midas yiras Hashem ve'omek kedushas ho'emuna ha'tahira ha'mushreshes banefesh. Is ach v'rak dependent upon one thing. The Hatzlacha in Torah, he says, is dependent on one thing only. And what is that? Yiras Shamayim. The pure faith. And he explains. He explains it more deeply. For Harifus and for Bikius, you have to have an expanded mind. You have to have a vision. You have to have an open head. You have to have the ability to be toilet thousands and thousands of ideas, and then to be able to manipulate them, and to formulate them, and to organize them. How can you do that? Only if you have hachava sakaya chasichli v'hamakosai. And that is only going to happen in a rotzayin hanafshi hamisorer lahoikir eso inyonim halimudiyim shuroisik bahem. You have to have what we call, very simple terms, heishak. You have to have islavos. You have to have a tremendous yearning to know. You have to have a tremendous desire. You have to want it desperately. And the only way you will want it so desperately is the kevan shul oisik batoyra shehit var elokim chayim eikus ha'ikora apnina shol chavibus iska shol toira tluyoi b'nekudas kedushas yiras Hashem ha'amitis. He says you will not have that feeling and that yearning, and that inspiration, and that love, and that tremendous and constant demand on yourself, and on your koyches, and on your time, shaloi kederach hateva, which Torah requires, unless a person has a high level of yirat shamayim. And he writes, shekol ma shebirchoso shel yirat shamayim hoyleches umizgaberes b'leiv b'kedusha u'b'tara. The more the Yirat Shamayim develops in a person's heart in the most pure and perfect manner, b'kedusha u'b'tara, kein, in exactly that measure, nasim divrei Torah, shehein ma'or pnei melechayim, yikorim v'nizgavim be'enov. It's just a very, very poetic way of saying exactly what the Rabbeinu Yonah said in 3 words. Nasim yikorim v'nizgavim, lofty, precious, be'enov. U'meiroiv chavivusam. Miskasher bohem hacheshet anafshi apnimi. And therefore, simcha and Toiv Leiv and Tshuka Gedoyla, he comes to an ultimate Madrega of Ava Satira, and that gives him Siyata Dishmaya for tremendous Hatzlacha. The Machshavos Ka'ele, he writes, Sheyutzol Lifnei HaTalmidim, that will be presented to the Talmidim Shelevad Ma Shehatzlacha Anitzchis. That he says, of course, if you learn Torah, you have Olam Haba. If you learn Torah, you have ultimate Hatzlacha, the perfect Hatzlacha, the heavenly Hatzlacha, the eternal Hatzlacha. He says, but besides all of that, he says, that also is totally in the measure of Yirat Shamayim that you have. But he says, not just that. He says, the Noam, the Tainug, the Simcha of Divrei Torah, Gemara svara begirsa v'shinun sheyavik v'yoyer ur sichlam v'yiyye talmudam niskayim v'yodam shogur v'fiyem u'mechunan al sifseyseyem v'biru v'behirus kol ze tolu. All of that, the knowledge, the understanding, the comprehension, the ability to present Torah, the ability to speak in the great Torah, to organize the great Torah, kosa tolu lifi emet midas yira shamayim sheyikablu. Unbelievable. Who wrote this? Someone knows? The beginning of this tshuva, it's a tshuva. To the Manchester, to Rav Segal, Zichrono Livracha L'Chayei Olam Haba, was a very heavy, complicated sugya in Yeridei. Mamish Yeridei, pure Yeridei, like the Talmidim were learning for Smicha, that Yeridei. Hilchos Taruvos. And then he says, besides, by the way, you asked me also to tell you something about what to teach the Talmidim in Sifrei Musar. So these are my thoughts. Well, who writes like that? Who wrote tshuvas? So I'll give you a hint. The shailas of tshuvas are das kayin. No? Rav Kook. This is Rav Kook writing to Rav Moshe Segal of Manchester. Rabbi Sai, unlike many of the other sichas musar, where Rabbi Karn is known to extend the time of Meiriv, sometimes perhaps a little bit too much, being that we're speaking about Yirat Shamayim, I'm a little bit afraid to do that. But it's not that. I've said enough. The yesod of all of this is a very simple yesod. We are where we are, and there are a lot of winds blowing, and I'm certainly not interested in discussing that. But we are Chayv Shei Beis HaMedrash. And we are learning Torah. And we are learning the Dvar Hashem. And we are spending a tremendous amount of time in the Beis Medrash. And we are building Batin Gedolim B'Ne'amonim B'Yisrael. And we are part of the Masayra that has to go to the next generation. Each one in our own way, in our own place, and in our own time. And only Hashem knows where we'll end up and where we will be. And our achrayus is noira v'ayim. Does anyone imagine for a moment that the kind of hatzlocha that we need to overcome everything that's thrown at us could possibly be achieved without that incredible measure of Yiras Hashem that Rabbeinu Yoina and the Gra and the Das Kayim were talking about? Can anyone imagine that without that measure of commitment to Dvar Hashem and to the Amitus of Torah and to the Chochma Nisgava of Torah and everything that Yirat Shamayim includes, can anyone imagine that we would possibly have any Hatzlacha in this door and in this Tkufa? And yes, indeed, in this place. It's not Shaykh. The agenda is a very simple one. How we go about achieving it is not so simple, but we know what the agenda is. The agenda is Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. That's Sichas Musa. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. How much does a person need? Each person according to his Tchunas HaNefesh, and each person according to his Metzius. But the world is throwing one evil after another at us, in almost every possible combination of evil. Whether it's Amunah in Hashem himself, Rachmanu Litzlan, that people have doubts, or any of the Abizrayu that has to do with Torah and Hashemayim, or any of the Abizrayu that has to do with modernity and times have changed, and the Torah has to be modified in all kinds of subtle ways, which were always at the fringe of something, nibbling away at the emes of Torah, nibbling away at the essence of Torah, nibbling away at the constancy of Torah. The Rav used to speak about it. He said, nobody says Lo Sirtzach is not an Indian. A father you're not allowed to kill. They nibble away at abortion. It's the embryo. The periphery gets nibbled away at in so many different inyonim. How is there going to be a trist of Nea Peronius where we possibly survive that kind of onslaught which is coming from every direction mamish? If not to establish the Yesoid HaYesoidus of Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Person approaches the Torah with the Chilu Rechimu. He knows that it's something very beloved but also very fragile and very untouchable in many ways. And he has a very little mind, and that little mind is going to approach Nitzchius, and is going to approach the whole of reality, which is embedded in the Torah. The Torah, which is also Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you take out the spaces and you take out the Nekudos, they're all Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Torah which the Vilna Gaon is struggling with, whose mind was far beyond our comprehension and whose Mesiras Nefesh for Torah was far beyond our comprehension. If we don't have that midah of Yirah Shemayim of Reb Zalman of Volozhiner, frail and sick as he was, the younger brother of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Talmud Muvak of the Vilna Gaon, and one day he needed a Rajba, and there was no Rajba to be found. So he picked himself up in the middle of the night and he went to the next town to get a Rajba. And they asked him, Reb Zalman, my high, wait at least until the morning. Ask somebody to drive you, to take you in a wagon. You're so frail. You're so sickly. And Reb Zalman answered with a chazal. He answered, it says in the Pasuk, Loi b'ashamayim hi leimor mi ya'al elonu ashamayim v'yikoche elonu. And the Pasuk on its own would be mashma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very nice to us. And he didn't put the Torah b'ashamayim that we should have to do that because we don't have to do that. That's too much to ask. And Chazal say, no lehefech. Because if it's b'ashamayim, you have to go to Shamayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nice. Most of the time you don't have to go to Shamayim. But if it's necessary for Torah to go to Shamayim, you go to Shamayim, you go me'eva layam. If I don't have a Rajba, I'm a chuyiv to go for that Rajba in the middle of the night. Imagine that kind of Mesiras Nefesh for Torah. Where do you think that comes from? If not from Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. If not from Yiras Hashem Reishis Das. Where could it possibly come from? Such a Mesiras Nefesh for Torah. And you know, the Gemara tells us at the end of Kiddushin, a whole episode with Rav Amram Chasida, which I'm not going to go into. But Rav Amram Chasida, as you know, moved a ladder to the place where he could climb up to do something that was not appropriate. Rachmanu Litzlan, and he got caught midway with his own sense of, what am I doing? And he screamed, Nura, Nura Be'amram, fire! And everybody came running and broke the spell. But that ladder was a ladder that no one person could possibly move. And he moved the ladder. You pick up the car bumper and you lift up the car to get your friend out from under the car, and then you try it again 1,000 times and you won't be able to do it. But they say that Reb Zalman of Volozhiner needed to get a sefer in his room, and it fell behind a svarim shrank, and he single-handedly moved the svarim shrank away to get to the sefer. When you love something enough, you'll turn the world upside down for it. That's why there's no Yetzer Hara, there's no Taiva that could match the love that a person has for Torah if he has it. if he has it in a genuine way. And that love will only be generated by Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das. That's the only, that's the secret. That's the mafteach, that's the key. Without Yiras Hashem, you will never, ever reach that level of Avas HaTorah. No matter how intellectual you are, and no matter how abstract you are, no matter how excited you are about learning, because it's interesting, and it's intricate, and it's mathematical, and it's full of juice, that's not going to happen. The only way you will fall in love with Torah is with Yiras Shamayim, as the prologue, the prolegomena to Torah. And with that Yiras Shamayim, you can reach the madrega of Avas HaTorah, where there is no cheshek in the world that could take you away. And that's the Lashon HaRambam Ba'avosa Tishke Tomid that ends Hilchos Yisurei Bia. We should be zeicha to reach that madrega, and we should be zeicha to be able to have that Yiras Shamayim and to be nourished by that Yiras Shamayim. And with that, reach the highest levels of Torah learning. Torah remains with us. Torah is preserved. We are enchanted with the Torah. We are in love with the Torah. And with that Torah, we bring Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'meheira b'yameinu.